welcome to Psychopath in Your Life. I'm your host, Diane Emerson. I'm the author of the book, Psychopaths in Our Lives, My Interviews. If you'd like, I'd be glad to send you a free copy of my ebook and get you a chance to take a look at it and see if you have any psychopaths in your own life. I think now would be a pretty good time to start to kind of clean house before anything gets much heavier around this country. Just a small program note. The show started as a podcast, and I haven't uploaded the show on the audio platforms until today, since episode number 169. And we're right now today at episode 183. So if you're on the audio platforms, I would suggest that you take a look at the shows in between that will be on YouTube. And the show will be uploading again starting on Tuesdays. And if I do a second show for the week, it will upload on Thursday or Friday. And if you don't find the show showing up on audio, then I suggest just pop over to YouTube and take a look over there. Because the issue is, if the show has a lot of graphics, there's no point in uploading it to audio. So that's that. And today I'd like to talk about programming. Ever since I did the show about the Doors and the MK7 programming, I've been thinking a lot about my own programming. And maybe if I tell you a little story about my programming, maybe you can take a look and think about your own programming. We've all been pretty heavily programmed. They knew we were going to get to some point, and they had to get us programmed along the way. And the reason I'd like to talk about programming is because I was also raised in the military by a military father. And, you know, it got me thinking about, you know, the Jim Morrison and the Doors and whatnot. All of them came from military families. So I started wondering about, you know, how prevalent was all this, you know, for the kids that were involved, they were raised on these bases. Because the military, you know, I've talked about recently, you know, the military is heavily involved in the vaccine business. They're also heavily involved in bugs, B-U-G-S. There were allegations that bugs were used as far as chemical warfare during Korea War, possibly after that, but everything's secret, so who really knows? Because this just week I was hearing about all the locusts that are flying all around Africa and different parts of the world. And remember, these are places that, some of them are places that we rely on food for here. So, it will down the road start to cause shortages if they have massive bug infestations in some of these countries. Now, I'm not sure for a fact that they have unleashed the bugs or the bugs just showed up, but I don't know. I would be kind of suspicious about these bugs. Did they drop these locusts? Is that how this is all happening to create food shortages down the road? I don't know. You think about that. So I started looking at the different Air Force bases that my father was connected with. And it's kind of interesting because he was with a group called the Strategic Air Command. And it also goes by the name SAC. And it was developed in March 21, 1946. And the specific purpose was for executing long-range offensive operations in any part of the world, either independently or in cooperation with land and naval forces. And interestingly enough, there was a movie called Strategic Air Command that came out in 1955 starring Jimmy Stewart. See how the bases and the military is very involved in the movie business. But anyway, so the movie was about a drama about a popular third baseman. He was a baseball player who reluctantly leaves baseball to return for a second military stint at the government's request. This time, the former Air Force pilot is sent into the Strategic Air Command to fly the new B-36 and B-47 jets that were designed to deliver nuclear bombs. I think my father flew the B-54s. Anyway, so I was looking into, well, who started the SAC? Interesting fellow here. His name was General Curtis E. LeMay, L-E-M-A-Y. And I thought, gee, what does the E stand for? Well, it actually stands for Emerson. But I'm sure I'm not related to him, but he sounded like a real psycho. But anyway, so let me read you a quote about him that he had said himself, General LeMay. He said, if we had lost the war, we all would have been tried as war criminals. So let me ask you this. Why do you think the United States is the one who goes around with troops and all this war all over the world? Are there any other countries that have military bases in all the other countries? I can't remember the number of, if you look at my show about teams and also about the 9/11, the teams pretty much lays out a lot of the bases and the different things from the very beginning because, of course, you know, the Illuminati was formed in May of 1776. In the United States was formed in July of 1776. See any connections there? I think it's pretty well founded, and maybe somebody will come along and help fill us in more in the comments, but the USA is really an arm of the evil that comes from Switzerland. And they beat it into our heads that this is a big, rich, free democracy. Ask yourself this. What do you see when you look around? Does any of this add up? Why do we have so many children that go to bed hungry here? Why does the rate of women getting murdered during childbirth keep escalating? Is it because it's a really rich democracy? I would argue just the opposite. Remember, we're living in a dual world. So one thing they say is another thing they're going to do, right? And we seem to, maybe it's the programming, but people seem to have pretty foggy memories here. It was just what it was, 2008, when we had the big housing crisis, when lots of people lost their homes and stuff and got snapped up by the rich. So we're kind of heading into another territory here, but we need to always remember this isn't the first time we got here. I did a show a few months ago about the DPA, which is the Defense Production Act, and it's episode number 160. Take a look at that show and start at about the 3-minute mark, because Nancy Pelosi, who's a third in line here, they keep talking about wanting Trump to expand the DPA more. I just heard her say it again yesterday. I've heard dozens of people talk about it. I heard Bernie Sanders screaming that Trump needs to get the DPA rolled out further. They've all been yelling to get the DPA rolled out. Now, either I have read it wrong, or no one is filling us in on what the DPA really means. They keep acting like, just get the DPA in place to get more supplies faster. I don't agree that that is exactly where they're heading with that thing. I think it's the dual thing they're setting up here. Because just this week, Oregon is yelling because there were military people grabbing up people and putting them into unmarked vans. And they were yelling, get them out of here, get the military out of here. Well, I don't think they're going to be leaving. So it's a perfect setup, because if everybody starts yelling the next guy's causing the thing, then nobody blames them, right? So why do you think that all this is going on? Why do you think that no one is mentioning that we don't have any rights? Well, because we never have had any. Think about Costco a couple weeks ago. They started a month or so with the mask deal. Next week, Walmart and the rest of them will follow suit. Everybody on social media, a lot of the controlled Oppo people, are talking about signing petitions, writing to your Congress people, telling them that you're demanding your rights. Well, I don't know. Do you honestly think any lawsuits are going to stop any of this? I don't know. I really kind of doubt it. And believe me, I have been thinking about this. Did I read it wrong, or is everybody else just leaving off a lot of the details? Because I would think it'd be pretty dangerous right now to be adding your name to lists and sending them to people. That would just be my opinion. My view is that we have been living in a psyops world for a very long time. Do you think any of these high-profile crimes that go on are really real? I don't. Do you think there isn't a reason why all of a sudden Epstein, McCann, and all of them are in the news right now? It's called time stealing. I would like to hear what you'd like to think about it more. I've looked into quite a few of them. Let me talk a little bit about Bundy, Ted Bundy, our favorite guy, right? That was the biggest psyops of all. And obviously we didn't know it was psyops at the time, but do you realize that Ted Bundy, well, he could be alive, I don't know. Do you realize that he is an FTM? That means a female to male. Ted Bundy was a woman, okay? That's the bottom line there. That's how big that psyops was. So that was how we got tricked by all the psychopaths all this time. They used what I call the Bundy trick. what they did was they point us in one direction and tell us that watch out for serial killers. So we're all focused on the serial killers. And so we're no longer focused on the people sitting next to us, which I would argue are much more dangerous. So what it is that they want us to focus on one thing, meaning the tree. And while we're looking at the tree, the forest is really on fire. See how that works? Because I don't think all this is going to lead up to Trump is probably not going to leave office. I mean, we really don't decide on who gets in office and who doesn't. That's just something that's never been true. They select, we just act like we go and have a voice in it. If you want to take a further look, I've done shows on Teams, and this has been going on forever. They just change things. And it really is the perfect setup, because think about how everybody gets all engaged arguing about their team. I mean, they've even got all the kids into the teams. Everybody's into teams. So I don't think he's going to leave office. I think that what will happen is the teams will all explode when he decides. They're probably going to say something like Biden won and then Trump refuses to leave. So what that'll mean is that all the teams will explode. And before it's all done, everybody will forget that these were the people who set us all up, because everybody will be so mad at each other that nobody will know how we got here. So I really wonder about that part of our programming. Why doesn't anybody seem to be that worried about how we got here? I'm always worried about how we got here, but I don't understand it. So let me talk to you about a quote from this General LeMay that goes along with some of the thinking in this country. And the quote is, "The reason for this is likely because if we take a closer examination of General LeMay, it becomes clear that some of the Allied leaders were hardly distinguishable from the monsters we were fighting on the other side. LeMay was a monster, but he was our monster. So we hid him under the bed instead of demolishing his character and everything he stood up for." Well, World War II was all a psyops, too. Hitler was in on the deal, but Hitler broke ranks when he went into Russia. So they got Hitler in history. So it has been one long psyops after another that we've been involved in. And unfortunately, at the end of the day, who gets harmed in all this? Well, of course, the vulnerable do, at the expense of the elites and the wealthy. So I'd like to talk more about some of these things, but I'm curious to find out which of them are interesting to you. I mean, I find them interesting, but I have things to do. So if you want to hear about it, I'd be more than happy to talk about it. So fill me in on the comments, and I'll look forward to talking to you real soon. Goodbye for now. Talk to you soon.